you were in receiving area for a long time, but the claim to fame with me, 1991, run the Red Man All-American.
That was fun. Yeah, that was, I was fishing a lot of tournaments at that time. In fact, I was fishing anywhere from 18 to 22 tournaments a year, and just pretty well fishing full-time. And I strived to actually qualify for the All-American for about 9 years, and finally got lucky and made it.
Well, you've been a Ranger a long time. How many years?
I've been at Ranger total about 30 years.
You've been here all but 10. All but 10.
I actually worked here 7 years. Then I went into the construction business with a backhoe and dump truck and a dozer, and was gone like 4 years, and then I've been back ever since.
Well, you've been here, you know, as you talked about, all the time you've been here, 30 years. Give me one of the fondest memories you've got about Ranger. Now, you were in receiving. Now you're out here in the trucking area. What are some of the memories you've got?
Well, the fondest memory would have to be about 3 o'clock on June 19th in 1991 when they handed me that check.
$100,000 at that time?
$100,000, yeah.
That's not too bad, is it?
No, there's a... You know, they're just, I've got a ton of fond memories of Ranger. I could tell stories for
it. You represent Ranger, though. When you did the Red Man All-American, you came back to the office. I'm sure the people here were proud of you, happy of you. Happy.
Absolutely. They was tickled to death. In fact, the day I won the tournament, there was a, Ranger has an annual employee picnic, and that was underway over in the Flippin' City Park. And they literally had the county sheriff or one of the deputies come down to the picnic, got on his loudspeaker and announced that I had won the tournament. And everything about it was great. In fact, before dark that evening, we had received flowers from Nina, Forrest's wife, and it was a good time.
Well,
it was.
All these years you've been here, of course, there's got to be some characters. There's some people that you've had a lot of fun with,
absolutely,
maybe fished with, that are also work acquaintances. Talk about them, if you would. I mean, name a few of them.
Well, Lou Treat and I fished a lot of buddy tournaments together, in fact, for several years. And thanks to Lou, we was a really good team. We won a lot of stuff and had a big time. I've done a lot of this fun fishing with Jim Nolan and some of them. But some of the fondest memories I have are some of the people that I've actually worked with throughout the years that I didn't really fish with, but just was acquaintance with, and a lot of them was very, very funny to be around, and a lot of them, it's just, there's some stories there that I could tell that I necessarily wouldn't want recorded.
Did you guide some before you started here?
I did guide a long time before I started here, yeah. Fished White River and Crooked Creek.
You used to actually guide for Forrest, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you guided for Forrest, you had trout, you trout fish too, and bass fish, and of course I know about.
Yeah, we fished, guided on White River, Crooked Creek, and also Buffalo River. And I would guide during the summer and then work in the boat factory in the winter.
What a gig. That's
yeah,
a good gig.
Rough life,
oh, man. How do you find one of those jobs? You know? Both of them paid money, too, right?
Not much, but
yeah,
some.
You,
yeah.
But you got some out of that.
Of course, at that time, it didn't take much to get
well,
by.
Well, rumor has it that, you know, you win the Red Man All-American, of course, the second thing that happens right after that is then you become a golfer. Tell me about this golf game. What kind of handicap?
The golf game, let's just say I should have stayed with the fishing.
But you have fun doing it. Do you do it with, yeah, a lot of people at the plant?
On our local course, I'm about a 10 handicap.
That's good.
The last year I fished competitively was actually 91, and I won around $116,000 that year. And on a real good day of golf, on a good day, I can win $7 or $8. So that gives you an idea.
I'm not sure about the priorities here, Arvin. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe I think you ought to maybe go back, because I know you're still probably a pretty good stick with the fishing rod.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I worked so hard trying to qualify for that and reach that goal that when I won the Red Man All-American, it took a lot of the want to out of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in a matter of a year, I had just kind of lost interest.
Well, how about the pizzazz in your job? Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, you're now over the trucking part of this thing.
Yes.
Tell me about, I mean, trucks in and out, all that kind of stuff. That you have to take care of all that. You still got that pizzazz? You love coming in every day?
I really do, because, as you said, I was in the loading area for several years. It's a challenging job because every load combination is different because we build 40-something different models of boats. So that was interesting, but it really wasn't. I've got a good lead man, and I really wasn't staying busy enough to make the day pass. So when I moved over here, I also retained the loading dock. And believe me, I've got plenty now.
Keeping you busy
the
now.
The day passes very
you
fast.
You think you'll work another 50 years? How long are you going to work here?
I hope not.
Retirement in the future, somewhere along
Retirement
the
line. In the future. I'm actually thinking another 2.5 years. But at this point, I'm not but about $500,000 short. So.
Well, are you going to swing the golf club or are you going to go fishing when you retire?
You know, I'm not sure. What does a golfer or a fisherman do when they retire?
Both.
I guess that's,
that's right. That's what I do. I do them both. Harvin Smith, thanks.